Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 24th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Tina Mellors, 43, I'm from Skegness.
And how are you today?
Fine, thank you. Tired.
So, how did you initially hear about the project?
I work in a newspaper office, and one of my colleagues actually said, have you heard about this project? What's going on? You ought to apply, because he's applied. So I applied, and I got picked, and he didn't.
How did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Apprehensive. Didn't really know what to expect. And I think until you actually come down here and see the plinth, then you get a good idea of what it's all about.
Could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
I'm heavily involved in a charity called Alive and Kicking, which is a leisure group for people with a learning disability based in Skegness. And I'm just going to talk about the awareness of learning disability.
And how exactly are you planning on doing that today?
We're really just talking about, learned disability in society, how we've still got prejudice against people with a learning disability, and that most of these charities still need funding badly. We get no funding from nobody. It's just all purely fundraising, car boots, up at 5 every morning. We've done a sponsored walk today of 10 miles, which I did before I came here. So really it's just to raise awareness of my charity.
And why do you think there is such a lack of funding in terms of helping people with learning difficulties?
I don't really know. We get no funding from anywhere, and it just doesn't seem to be out there. We've applied to the lottery before for funding, but they won't give it for transport. But we live in a rural area, and we need transport to get the members to and from wherever we're taking them. But there's just not the funding out there, so it's all purely fundraising. And with it being a credit crunch, people aren't giving as well as what they used to do.
Could you talk a little bit about what exactly you do, what kind of various measures you do take to help them actively encourage them to kind of converse with people?
Right. We do a lot of activities based in and around the community. We try to involve every aspect of life for them, with it being either going to the theatre, which to me and you is really simple, but to them, they have to plan everything from the transport to getting the ticket. We then have Caribbean nights, because half the members don't know what Caribbean food is or Indian food, and so we just try and get them to try every new experience what people take for granted.
And have you always had contact with people with learning difficulties?
Mostly yes. My cousin has got a learning disability. And so really it's always been at the forefront of me. My husband, he's a registered nurse, learning disability. So, and we also foster two people with a learning disability at home. So we've always been actively involved with people, so.
And do you think in the UK that there are still some very strong prejudices?
I think so. There are still people what still, have a laugh and a joke and, point at people and that's not nice. So I think the more we can do to make people with a learning disability out there, then people aren't going to laugh and joke about it.
And how much of an effect do you think you've had so far on these 50 members?
A lot. I've just had a new member who's come through to the group. He's 22. He left school at 14 because he wasn't getting on at school, because he wasn't the support at school. So he came, his mother approached me for him to join the club, and since then she said that he's just come on leaps and bounds. His confidence has risen, he's made friends, he's got a girlfriend, because people assume that, you know, you just go out and get a girlfriend or a boyfriend, but my members can't, so.
When you say that the people you're working with have learning difficulties, is it a complete range?
A complete range. We have some members who are Down syndrome. We also have members who are borderline learning difficulties and mental illness, because them two categories seem to overlap. We are physical disabled, everything.
And what was it initially that kind of instigated the setup of this charity?
I don't really know. It was just that I just saw there was a need for something to be done in the Skegness area. Because Skegness is in Lincolnshire, which is rural, you've got villages where there is just no bus links, no transport. And some of the members just wasn't seeing anybody. And so I thought, well, there's a need here. And we set it up as just a small group. Now it's grown and grown. We got charitable status this year. We're a big store. They've taken us on as their 125-day charity. And so we should raise a lot of funds with that. So.
Do you do any other charity work?
I don't have time. No, I don't have time at all. I'm just all-consuming. I work full-time. Plus I've got this charity, so no, that is all I do.
Can I ask you a little bit about what you do for a living?
I work in advertising for a large newspaper company.
How long have you been doing that for?
Around about 3 years now. 3 years, yeah.
So. And you're enjoying it? You're happy continuing down
yes.
the path?
Yes, yeah, I think so, yes. Yeah, even though like local newspapers now are, quite a lot of them are closing or shutting down because of the credit crunch, but we're still holding our own, so we're all right. And we're the only newspaper in Skegness anyway, so.
So, Skegness region, have you always lived there?
I've lived there. I was born there. When I was 16, I left and worked at Woburn Abbey in Bedfordshire for Lord and Lady Tavistock. I was their second chef for 3 years. Then I went to live in Italy for a year. And then I left Italy and came back to Skegness, met my husband, and we've lived in Nottingham, but now we're settled in Skegness, so the next move will be abroad.
How long were you in Italy, and what exactly were you doing out there?
I fell in love with an Italian and just moved out there. But it didn't work out, so I came back.
Do you speak Italian?
No, because he spoke very good English, so, yeah.
And obviously your charity work takes up a lot of your time.
It does, yeah.
But time for interests, what are your interests?
I like holidays, that is my interest, holidays, and really the theatre and the cinema, I like them. Okay. I'm reading books, I'm a bookworm, I love reading.
And just to go back to your plinth,
yeah.
Your plinth, our plinth, everyone's plinth, yes. The people's plinth, what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
My hopes is I get some really good photos while I'm up there, because I think it's a chance to see Trafalgar Square from that height. You know, everybody just sees it at like eye level, don't they? But up there, you'll be able to get some great photos. That I'm a bit apprehensive in case I get heckled, but I can give back as good as I get. So, and that's it really. I'm just really, really looking forward to it.
And have you brought anybody with you in particular today?
I have. I brought my mother, my daughter, Apollonia, and her boyfriend. My husband didn't want to come because he said he'd put me off, because he likes the limelight as well, you see. So.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
That hasn't even entered my head. That I haven't given that a thought at all. I just keep thinking, well, I'm just stood on a plinth. So that's really not bothered me.
And have you been following the project since the beginning?
I have, yes. Yeah, I keep logging on and having a look. So, yeah, I have been following it. Been some really, really good ones. The Griller Man was brilliant. I loved him.
What do you think of its progress since the beginning?
Well, I think it's got everybody. People you wouldn't think know about it. So, because I work for the newspaper, I've had quite a lot of press coverage in my area. So, you know, people have been coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I've been watching it. And you wouldn't even think they've been looking, but they have. So I think it's really opened the eyes of everybody of what art's about. So that's really good.
And do you think this experience will have an effect on you?
Yeah, because it's something I can tick off my bucket list and say, well, I did that. So, yeah.
And ultimately, obviously, you're promoting this charity.
Yeah.
So you have a banner?
I do have a banner, yes, with a name on, what we're about. And my telephone number, so I'm probably going to get a load of crank calls after this, but never mind.
And how many other people do you work with in this charity?
We've got a committee of about 8 people, plus there's about 8 of us, but we've got quite a lot of volunteers who put time and effort into it, which is really good.
And do you think that your charity will be kind of propelled after this experience?
I don't know. We have been propelled just lately anyway because of this large store which is involved with us. They really have. It's like put us right on the map now. So yeah, that has really helped us.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
It's okay. Thank you.
Good luck.